Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, November 29th, 2024. The public is invited to free screenings of two very different movies, one in Bucksport and one up in Orono. When you hear more about them, you may want to see both. So let's start in Bucksport.
Good morning, Amy. It's Paula Key from Wednesday on Main, and I'm thrilled to let everyone know that Wednesday on Main has partnered with the town of Bucksport and with Bookstacks, our beloved bookstore here in Bucksport, to bring the Muppet Christmas Carol movie to the Alamo on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 1, and we'll show this movie. It will be free. The popcorn is provided by Bookstacks. That's their part. And we're going to have six students from the Bucksport High School in costume of some sort, with a drum, to sing some traditional holiday tunes and carols before the show. So it should be a very happy day and a kickoff to the holiday season, Saturday, November 30th, which is Small Business Saturday, and the Saturday after Thanksgiving, which will be coming right up this weekend at 1 o'clock. Doors open at 1. And it's free to everyone. Please do come.
That was Paula Key of Wednesdays on Main in Bucksport. There will also be a screening of Jim Merkel's new film, Saving Walden's World, next week. We spoke with Jim as he embarked on his tour with the film last summer, and then caught up with him earlier this week to see how things went.
This is Jim Merkel from Belfast, Maine, director of Saving Walden's World. Yeah, after the sailing trip all along the Maine coast, I took the electric vehicle across to Chicago and attended three film festivals that we got accepted to, won one award, and also spoke at some colleges along the way. And then I received an invitation along the way. Oh, and I forgot to mention, I also went to the UN, to New York City, and screened it for the Summit of the Future, which is a UN high-level meeting on the Sustainable Development Goals. So wow. That was really an exciting time. And yeah.
What kind of feedback are you getting?
So, you know, it's been really positive. I mean, I was nervous about people because the film covers, you know, Kerala, India, and Slovenia and Cuba, and shows examples of really sustainable living, but it more features women's empowerment and how societies that have made life really work for women. For example, all three societies have had now three generations of women having access to higher education, even the poorest women in those societies. So I'm really looking at how does that transform society by that high level of women engagement in culture. And so it was really mind-blowing. And so interestingly enough, at the UN, the people from Africa, I was wondering if they would even like dismiss my film, but they were very interested. And they attended the screening, several nations. And so I have now partnerships with a group from Kenya and also from South Sudan, who are working on women empowerment and agriculture, permaculture in those societies. So it was really cool. And then I got invited to go to Kerala, India, where the film is part of the film was shot. And we ended up with 24 screenings all over the place. Like I was booked morning and night, and it was an amazing tour. Like at every college, I'd be the president of the campus would introduce the event. The heads of the department would be present. They'd have a full room of students and PhD candidates, and it was really neat. I was nervous because I thought, here I am, a white guy interpreting their culture. And, you know, some of the feedback was, well, you don't show our negatives. And I said, well, I don't come here to criticize you, really. I'm more looking at the virtues. But I said, I do see the things that, you know, the shortcomings of any society. But still, you're the most earth-efficient society known, getting the most life quality while having the smallest ecological footprints of any place on Earth. So, you know, they kind of felt like, wow, this is pretty neat. You know, here's this Westerner reflecting our culture. And they kind of left the room with a big smile thinking like our culture is pretty cool because you see it all day long. It's just the background. You know, they don't think they're doing anything special.
Well, we don't have any more time today. So I'm going to put a little teaser out there for our listeners and let them know that there's an opportunity coming up next week to see the film themselves in this area if they haven't had a chance to see it yet. And we'll be back on Monday morning on Around Town to give them all the details. But maybe there's a website they can go to in the meantime if they aren't going to be listening on Monday. What's your website?
SavingWaldensWorld.org. Thanks, Amy.
Jim will be back with more about the free showing of Saving Walden's World that's coming up next week on Monday morning on Around Town at 8 a.m. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.